Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Buck Brief. Here's the situation. The federal government under the Biden administration is taking the perspective that there can be no assistance whatsoever for the immigration policies that are complete catastrophes under Joe Biden from the state of Texas. We have a situation where the different courts, or rather different levels of the court, are weighing in. There's some conflicting signals about where this is all going to go. We're going to find out what happens here. But I just think it's so important because this is exposing for everyone. We have the biggest crisis at the border in our history. Everyone, I think, understands that, or at least everyone who's being honest and paying attention to it. We have this massive inflow of illegals, and it's going to be about 8 million by the time our votes are cast this fall. I hope everybody remembers that. But with all of this going on, here's what you have to know. This is the only area of law where the federal government is effectively saying to the state, to a state government, in this case, Texas, we don't want you to help us. In fact, you helping us enforce federal law interferes with federal law. There's going to be a lot of stuff about who has supremacy here and constitutional prerogatives and all this stuff. It will get complicated, but at its core, the problem here is that the Democrats do not want this flow of illegals to stop. They don't want it to stop. And so that's why they play this game. Oh, we wish we could stop it. We wish we could make this all go away. They don't want to stop it. They don't want to make it go away. Because if they did, they wouldn't have all of these illegals being counted for congressional apportionment purposes. That's a big thing. Elon Musk addressed that recently. He was saying, look at what it's already doing. All these different congressional seats in New York and California specifically that are added into very blue areas to represent, in some cases, a lot of people who should not be here at all, who have no right to be here, period. That's the game, though. That's what they're doing. That's the situation as it continues to play out. So I do think we need to understand what their strategy is. But as you can see, this should be so straightforward. It's a mass violation of our sovereignty. If there was an invasion by a foreign government, and let's say it was even nonviolent, let's say a foreign government said, in this case, Mexico, this territory in Texas, we're sending our people in and they're going to effectively squat on Texas land and claim it as part of Mexico, right? If that were to happen, do you think the federal government, well, under normal times, do you think the federal government would say, we don't want any help from Texas to deal with this? Why is the federal government in when it comes to resources, when it comes to expenditures, and also just the ability to enforce these laws, why isn't the federal government desperate for more help from Texas? This is showing you why it's all a lie. Why Biden and these Democrats saying, oh, we want the border to be secured too. They do not. They are lying to you. It is a lie. Because you can see from their actions. Forget what they say. You can see from what they do. And that's why as this continues to make its way through the courts, I think that will become more apparent. I think that there will be a greater likelihood here than ever before that people in this country will finally see what's happening and understand we are losing our country. If we have no borders, we are in a constant process of the dissolution of the American Republic. Our sovereignty is eroding like a shoreline of a lake that is, you know, slowly that is disappearing, although this is happening much faster than that. There is erosion occurring here. And we should all understand that over the long run, this is changing the country without the okay of the people who live here. The only way the Democrats get away with this is they lie a lot, not a surprise. They lie about what their intentions are. So as you watch this situation, why isn't the federal government, forget about, oh, do they, you know, the federal government is claiming that Texas trying to help is interfering. I have a better example for you. And I know I'm getting a little crazy with the metaphors today. Or is it the analogies today? Whatever. I'm getting deep into them. But imagine that the Biden White House, federal government, executive branch was trying to put out a big fire. Right? Oh, my gosh, we've got all these federal firefighters that they're putting out the fire. They got to put out the fire. And they're telling everybody, oh, we want to put this out, too. It's going to be great. And then Texas firefighters showed up, hoses, buckets of water, whatever. And the federal government said, no, you stop that. We don't want you doing anything. Well, hold on a second. You need help. You're overwhelmed by this fire. This fire is blazing out of control. You admit that it's blazing out of control. You say you want to stop it, but you don't want help from Texas. Why? Because they're lying. Because fundamentally, they think that the transformation of America into an economic zone and a giant welfare ward for the rest of the world is a better thing because we'll all be dependent on the state. Our freedoms will be gone and they can just all dictate to us what to do. It is part of the uniparty plan, and it's also part of a one world government plan. I know that sounds a little crazy, but it's also true because they're crazy. So why wouldn't they do crazy things? Speaking of crazy, Christine Blasey Ford making the rounds. I want to talk about that in a second. She's a heinous person who should be repudiated by anybody with any ethics whatsoever. I'll get to that. You know, I carry a lot of memories of my dad from the time I grew up, including a lot when he was holding a video camera, right? My dad would say, hey, Bucko, do you like this? Honestly, my impression of my dad's amazing. Hey, Bucko, you love your presents? You know, your presents are great. When at Christmas, and I'd sit there like, I like this. And I was like, open like a He-Man Castle Grayskull. I actually got that one year. I remember this. But what happens to those videos? I can't enjoy them anymore, right? I don't have a VHS player, whatever they call that, a VCR. There you go. Legacy Box, my friends. We used it, and so now we can watch those videos all the time. We can make fun of what ridiculous Halloween costumes I used to wear as a little kid because we have video of it. And my brothers and I send it to each other. It's so much fun. It's a great gift for your family. It's just something you should do. Old photos, old videos, whatever old media you have, transfer it to digital with Legacy Box. Legacy Box will do this by hand for you. More than 1.5 million families have relied on Legacy Box and trusted them with their memories. You can do the same. Go online to legacybox.com/buck. That's legacybox.com/BUCK. Legacybox.com/buck. So Christine Blasey Ford is trying to sell a book, and she's out there making the rounds right now. I just want to tell you, I think that the Kavanaughing of Brett Kavanaugh, or the Kavanaugh effect, the Kavanaugh ambush, is one of the ugliest things I've ever seen in American politics. A manifestly innocent man accused with no evidence, corroboration, nothing. She doesn't just go down some things off the top of my head, because I can actually remember stuff, unlike Christine Blasey Ford, who can only remember that he did this thing 30 years ago. And I can also say, what is he even accused of doing? He like tried to grab her, she says. He didn't like actually managed to do anything, even in her own recollection, as I understand it. It's just like he tried to corner her or grab her or something. He did not, I don't want to get into the details here, but he did not do the things in her telling of it. She's making the whole thing up. It's all garbage anyway. It's all a lie, obviously. But 30 years ago, I mean, the whole thing is so nuts. She can't remember how she got there, what house it was, what year it happened, who picked her up. Nothing. She remembers nothing other than Brett Kavanaugh bad. Why? Because Brett Kavanaugh stands in the way of abortions, killing little babies. And unfortunately, the psychosis of the left is anything is justified to kill tiny babies. Whatever you can do to make sure that we kill as many tiny babies as possible in this country, Democrats and the left, same thing, they believe must be done. That's where we are, including trying to destroy a manifestly innocent man who did nothing wrong. Or I'd rather just say he did nothing. This never even happened. This is a figment of her imagination. And I just remember the time, and I was... Those of you who listened to me for a long time, those of you who have been with me on the Buck Sexton Show listening for a long time, you know I was hardcore on this issue. I did a podcast when she was testifying that was just saying that she was lying, that it's a lie. CNN anchors, true story, were DMing me saying I'm destroying my career. Nobody will hire me if I don't believe this survivor of sexual assault, Christine Blasey Ford. And I told them, I can't, you know what? I can't tell you what I told them because I don't curse on this podcast, but... It ended with an off. Okay? Yeah. Proud of the stand I took when they were trying to destroy Kavanaugh. Proud of the fact that I was getting word to people in the White House that Trump needed to stand strong behind Kavanaugh and they couldn't allow this to happen. She is a liar. She's obviously unhinged. And the fact that she's now being celebrated with books and doing this book tour is disgusting. I'm going to end on a happy note here in a second. But do you feel prepared with everything going on in this country? You want to take preparations today. Gold has been used to protect assets against inflation. Gold is a global reserve asset. Countries are buying massive amounts of it. You just want to have some gold and silver on hand. Okay. Go to OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Get their free investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals yourself. And you can earn up to $2,500 in free gold. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. You can get on your 401k or just have physical, actual gold on hand. That's the show for today. Shield tie. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and built specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's framebridge.com.